This is an Alachua State Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, July 5th, 2014. This Week in Security News. On multiple occasions this week, Alachua State subscribers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding steps being taken by federal authorities to ramp up security in the international aviation sector due to an increasing threat of terrorism. Travelers heading to the U.S. from Europe and the Middle East now face closer scrutiny due to fears that Muslim extremists are developing new explosives that can be slipped onto airplanes undetected. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson announced the extra security measures on Wednesday. Despite the government saying that these enhanced security measures are focused on inbound international flights, domestic as well as outbound international flights will also be experiencing increased security screenings. As reported by Alachua State Threat Journal on multiple occasions in just the past few months, Western defense and intelligence agencies are increasingly concerned that hundreds, if not thousands, of Islamic radicals traveling from Europe and the U.S. to fight in the Middle East could pose a security risk upon their return. And as anyone who has traveled between the U.S. and Europe knows, you can freely do so without a visa. Analysts believe the new warnings are directly linked to concerns Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is based out of Yemen, was passing bomb-making expertise to militants fighting in Syria and Iraq, many of whom, as we have also previously reported, have received extensive battlefield training from the U.S. in the fight to overthrow Syrian President Bashar Assad. As Alachua USA has warned on numerous occasions over the past decade, as the number of U.S. and European Muslims, be they lifelong followers of Islam or Western clean-skin converts, embrace the radical mindset and either head off to the Middle East to join the jihad or simply access extremist websites and get their fill of hate and fieldcraft from the confines of their parents' basement, the problem only grows worse. Listeners are reminded that despite a seeming lull in domestic terror attacks, it is important to realize that this is not for lack of trying. There exist dozens of counterterrorism operations constantly underway in the U.S. and Europe, the details of which are rarely paraded as doing so serves no public, tactical, or strategic benefit and actually makes it more difficult for the intelligence, investigative, or protective services to operate. But even a simple, friendly conversation with any federal agent or member of the special operations community, if specifically asked, will, without hesitation, reveal that there are a constant stream of active threats facing the homeland, from lone individuals all the way through to well-organized, state-sponsored operations, and that their tempo is increasing. Despite well-circulated claims that Al-Qaeda is a creation of the CIA, that 9/11 was an inside job, or that each terror incident taking place in the U.S. is some type of false flag, these side issues should not cloud your understanding of some basic, politically incorrect realities and facts. 1. The United States has been in a constant state of war, for whatever reason, for nearly 13 years. In that time, America has made many enemies, and most of these are Muslim. 2. While not all Muslims are terrorists, a vast majority of the terrorist acts committed in this world over the past 13 years have been carried out by Muslims. Not Christians, not Mormons, Protestants, or the Amish, but Muslims, and they are often carried out in the name of the quote-unquote religion of peace. They rationalize their actions based on more than 150 verses within both the Quran and the Hadith specifically calling on all Muslims to wage war with non-believers for the sake of Islamic rule. 3. As of the time of this report's preparation on Friday, July 4th, in just one organization's count, since 9/11, there have been 23,311 separate Islamist terrorist attacks around the world, which they have meticulously chronicled. Only a small fraction of these attacks have been categorized as battlefield actions against Western soldiers. The majority are things like grenades and bombs tossed into schools and churches, suicide bombings in marketplaces, beheadings and crucifixions for not observing Islamic law, and so on. And 4, in just the past week, Islamists have carried out 39 separate terrorist attacks and 2 suicide bombings worldwide, resulting in 262 dead and 386 wounded. And lest we forget, this is just the first week in the holy month of Ramadan. It is this trend reaching the U.S. that has law enforcement and national security-related departments and agencies worried. As American and European Muslims active on the battlefield acquire necessary fieldcraft and technical expertise and then ultimately return home, it would be embarrassingly naive to think that similar mayhem will not be employed against American targets as well as our citizens and interests abroad. And as the world has experienced on multiple occasions, this includes commercial aviation targets. With just these few examples, it should be easy to see that the terrorist threat environment facing America is growing more serious by the day. You can find much more on this story, including links to the high points and resources referenced in this report in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. We encourage you to check it out. As Alert USA has done for over a decade, we continue to closely monitor the national threat picture and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or related breaking incidents of national significance as events warrant. Next up is a degrading situation in Iraq. On multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were also notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the declining situation in the country as well as increasing U.S. military deployments. On Monday, June 30th, the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the Islamic militant group ISIS, or the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, formally declared the establishment of a new caliphate, which essentially is an Islamic state led by a supreme religious or political leader known as a caliph, or a successor to Muhammad, and that new caliph is named Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the former head of ISIS. In yet another irony, Department of Defense records indicate Baghdadi was actually captured on the battlefield and held at Camp Baku in Iraq as a civilian internee from February to December of 2004, when he was granted unconditional release. Whether or not the new caliphate survives the coming months of infighting, the area claimed by the new Islamic State stretches from northwestern Syria all the way to the Baghdad area in Iraq. Also on Monday the 30th, the Department of Defense announced the deployment of an additional 300 soldiers to the country, bringing the total reported number of U.S. troops on the ground to 750, far more than the original 300 stated by President Obama just 2 weeks ago. In a letter sent by the President to Congress, he states that the American military forces will remain in Iraq until the security situation becomes such that it is no longer needed. Additional U.S. warships have now arrived on station in the Persian Gulf, and even more assets are headed to the region. Late this week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, told reporters that U.S. Special Operations Forces in Iraq were reporting that while Iraq's military was capable of defending Baghdad, it will probably not be able to recapture ground they have already lost to Islamist militants without assistance. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel went on to tell reporters that while the United States will continue to limit its military support in Iraq to an advisory role, they do not rule out the prospect of greater involvement if the threat by Islamic insurgents increases. Saudi Arabia has deployed 30,000 soldiers along its 500-mile border with Iraq in an effort to prevent a spillover into the kingdom. Late last week, Jordan also deployed a significant force to its common border with Iraq following militant calls for Jordanian King Abdullah's execution, declaring him a traitor to Islam who has joined forces with the West. Here again, we warn listeners that U.S. involvement in Iraq will continue to expand in the weeks and months ahead. Despite this massive foreign policy failure, far too much hangs in the balance in terms of the stability of world oil markets, regional strategic positioning with alliances, as well as domestic security due to the terrorist threat emanating from the region for the U.S. to simply stay on the sidelines. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation in this volatile region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or increased U.S. involvement as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to issuing an updated travel alert this week for Chad, listeners are reminded that there are more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, you are well advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, July 5th, 2014.